question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's great having all of you tuned in around the country. Thanks for staying with us for the break. Robert, Mary, now back with you for more of our World Travel get-together. You know, we've been looking forward to bringing you this next segment because in a moment we'll be linking in Jeff James. He's the VP and GM of the Disney Institute. He's waiting patiently on the show hotline. But first, a quick word about Travel Guard travel insurance.
So in the coming weeks, we're going to be sharing a lot of new options coming from Travel Guard with all of you. And the reality is many travelers don't think they need coverage, but you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and get travel insurance from our friends at Travel Guard. It's affordable and it provides protection in so many different ways.
It's why we say, folks, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now we want to welcome to the program Jeff James. He's a 20-plus year veteran of the Walt Disney Company who's responsible for the Disney Institute. For more than three decades now, this part of the Disney Company has been helping to advise and train a variety of organizations worldwide based on the business insights, customer service, and best practices of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts.
Jeff, it's nice to meet you via the phone. Thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to join Mary and me and about a million or so of our listeners on RM World Travel.
Robert, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, appreciate that very much. So listen, you know, back in the 90s, I spent 6 years working for Disney ABC and had multiple opportunities to go behind the scenes at the Disney parks, the cruise ships. I know you worked there and other operations. I've always felt it's a special company, and one of the things that is unmistakable is there's a way that Disney operates that in most cases just gets it right, and they've clearly set the standard over the years in the travel, entertainment, and hospitality businesses. So let's start off with you explaining what the Disney Institute does and how you help others learn from Disney methods to improve their own operations, I guess customer service, or even people-to-people interactions.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great opportunity to kind of, you're right, kick off here. Disney Institute started 30-plus years ago. You may recall Tom Peters wrote that book, In Search of Excellence. Mm-hmm. A lot of people read that book. And he, obviously, former McKinsey partner. And what he was doing was going out and trying to find companies that had this kind of magic, or in our case, we thought about it as pixie dust, in terms of how we thought about customer experience. Ultimately, as we all know, and you know very well, it comes down to culture. And it comes down to how you think about creating what we call a culture by design versus a culture by default. What we see today, Robert, is a lot of organizations have cultures by default. So how do you create a culture by design and kind of intentionally focus on creating world-class experiences and then sustaining that for decades? So what we do at Disney Institute is go out and help organizations around the world do that. We also host courses, or what we call professional development courses, where we have people come to our parks and we show them what we call our living laboratories, which are our theme parks,
right,
and really give you kind of a bird's eye view of actually how we think about doing what we do every day.
And then they can take that and adapt right. It to their own world where they are, where whatever they're doing.
That's the idea, absolutely.
So it's really a very proactive approach. So the philosophy of Walt Disney, when I think of Walt Disney, that he applied to the resorts, it really did set a high bar for excellence in the hospitality industry and customer service. Between, you know, I think of him and his reputation, his desire for perfection and the supreme guest experience. They really are considered the pinnacle that many hospitality companies and others are still modeling to this day. I'm curious if you found that some things that work at Disney, can they all be applied to other businesses or no? And if not, does the Disney Institute have a way of working around that?
Yeah, you know what, Mary, it's a great question. A lot of people come to us and say, wait a second, we don't run theme parks or we don't run cruise ships, so how could your methodology apply to us? Mm-hmm. And actually, when you peel back the onion just a bit, what you find is really, again, it's about culture. So what we try to do is take those time-tested principles of how we operationalize our culture and then help others understand how they could embed it, say, in a sporting venue arena, for instance, or in a hospital or in a retail environment. And we've seen, to answer your question directly, Mary, that all of these practices and principles are transferable into those organizations when you really get down to kind of the framework of how we operate.
That's very interesting. You know, in a few days, you're going to kick off a summit starting on Tuesday, August 20th. So I wonder, are these summits open to the public? And what can attendees, you know, if they're interested in learning more about Disney's level of customer service, what are they going to come away with after a summit experience?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. Look, these summits are spectacular. It gives you an opportunity to get deeply immersed in how we operate. We take you on field experiences. We have world-class guest speakers that talk about their roles in the show, if you will. It's a multi-day event. This year actually sold out again. We're very excited about that. And this the summit, you know, product or platform, if you will, started many years ago. And I got to tell you that it just keeps building. There's a lot of excitement when people come down.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
So I want to switch gears a little bit. You've had a career with Disney for more than 20 years. Excellent customer service is excellent customer service, period, really. But with the growing reliance on technology, and the travel industry is no exception, I'd love to know your thoughts on the marriage of technology and the customer experience in destination hospitality, because we're certainly seeing burgeoning tech at big resorts, whether it's Disney or other resorts. So can it enhance the customer experience, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Tech is clearly in the forefront of everyone's minds. What I would say is tech needs to supplement the real opportunity that you have when you're in front of a guest. Look, we talk about it at Disney as you have an opportunity when you're in front of a guest to either have a transaction or an interaction. And what feels better? We all know that a transaction doesn't feel very good, and an interaction feels great. So that, we believe, will never go away. But then how do you have technology surround that interaction to augment that experience to do a kind of a plus-up?
You know, when people think of the Walt Disney Company, it is such a diverse, and it's always changing an entity, you know, from the theme parks to movies and animation operations. You know, I mentioned the cruise line earlier. There's retail stores. You got TV networks, international and domestic business. I mean, like, we could just go on and on. But Mary just mentioned earlier that you've been with the company 20-plus years. So I really want to know. I want to get a little personal with you. What do you enjoy most about working for Disney, Jeff? And is there an area of the company that you think that they excel like no one else?
Wow. So what I like the most is the people. And what I mean by that is both my fellow cast members as well as the guests that come here. What we're able to do is provide memories that last a lifetime. And sometimes that sounds cliche, memories that last a lifetime, but it's true. When people leave the Disney experience, they've created a memory that they are going to have with them forever. As for our fellow cast members, we've done a pretty darn good job of hiring a world-class team of people. And it's a pleasure to work with very smart, intelligent people that all have one common purpose.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Everything always comes back to people when we think of high levels of service. It's about the people that we're with. Last question today, Jeff, before we run out of time. Can you suggest one or two things that people should always expect when they travel out of the customer experience and always get? What would it be?
Well, I think what you should expect is a genuine emotional connection with the product or service that you're interacting with. I think people demand that now. I sure do, right? Mm-hmm. Every time I go buy a product or service, I want some sort of emotional connection. And when you have that emotional connection, that creates loyalty and intent to return. And I think that's what every organization's ultimately after, is creating that connection so that people come back and buy your product and service again.
Which again ties back to, it really is about the human personal experience or the interaction versus not necessarily transaction.
Because at the end of the day, listen, I mean, as we just talked about here, it is people, it's culture, it's all being on the same page. And that is an area, having worked with the company, having certainly what we do in the travel world, recognizing what you delivered for travelers or for visitors and so forth, it happens consistently. And, you know, obviously that leads to people being happy, and it's a good thing. So, Jeff, very nice to connect with you. I am sure that we will be connecting down the road again. Keep us updated on your activities at the Disney Institute, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Robert and Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
All right, there goes Jeff. Gives you a little bit of taste of Disney, the Disney Institute, and how they operate. And I mean, I certainly can tell you, I mean, folks, a lot of moving parts behind the scenes with the company, and they are a standard bearer for sure. But those professional development courses that they're offering, Mary, I mean,
yeah, those are ongoing courses.
Yeah, half day, one day.
All kinds of different things.
And they're not that crazy.
I think they're about
$1,500 or so. So you can check those out. I think the website is DisneyInstitute.com. Right now, it is time for us to take a quick break, so please connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. And we always enjoy hearing what you all have to say out there, so please do connect with us. And we're going to pause for a few sponsor messages, but there's still a lot more of RM World Travel to come today, this hour and next, so we ask you to stay right where you are as we're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.